For more now on what the bombings at the mosque on Samarra might mean for the U.S., we're joined by retired four-star Army General Barry McCaffrey. General, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Now, earlier, General Joseph Hill, commander of the U.S. forces in Baghdad, said last week in an interview with Morning Edition that his nightmare, the thing that keeps him up at night, was a failure of Iraqi security forces to somehow catastrophically mix with a major mosque-type catastrophe. And that's exactly what we've seen today. What does this mean for the U.S. military?
Well, we're about to find out in the next 10 to 30 days. There's already a rather bitter civil war going on in Iraq. I mean, it's hard to characterize it as anything but that. And it's exacerbated by a perception, certainly among the Sunnis, that the Iraqi police, the national police in particular, and much of the Iraqi army, in their view, are Shiite militias in uniform. And in terms of the National Commando Police, are largely responsible for the vicious ethnic cleansing that's already occurred in Baghdad. Basically, the Sadr gang, the Mahdi army, has ethnically cleansed much of the mixed neighborhoods of Baghdad. So, you know, one looks at this kind of provocative event, and without question, probably carried out by al-Qaeda in Iraq, a largely extremist Iraqi organization, as just another accelerant to a firestorm that's already raging in Iraq.
Well, and a firestorm that the U.S. is trying to put out with this so-called surge. And during this period, Muqtada al-Sadr's Makni army is largely laid low. And if he decides, or if they decide, to sort of step up action following this, what can the U.S. do? How much harder can they press their thumb on the city?
Well, it's a very troublesome situation. You're quite right. The JAM, the al-Mahdi army, did indeed go into low profile. Many of their leaders moved south into Shia areas near Basra. Sadr himself is alleged to have gone to Iran. There's a good argument that he purposely gave up to coalition authorities the renegade elements of his forces for us, the U.S., to go in and prune these commanders. And there's a good argument that he's been basically holding his fire, waiting for the ultimate struggle that will come in the coming 24 months as we withdraw from Iraq, and withdraw we will. So I think it's inevitable that Sadr and his he's got the largest armed force in Iraq that responds to, a single direction. So we'll have to see. I think it's a cause of enormous concern right now. If Sadr City goes up in flames, it'll be extremely difficult for General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker to continue these political reconciliation talks, which have been showing some promising signs in the last 90 days.
General Petraeus has called this a test of wills with a barbaric and adaptable enemy. How does the U.S. military deal with the situation where two sides seem to be itching and eager to get into an open civil war rather than a simmering one, where both sides seem to be eager and perhaps even more eager now to ramp up, to escalate the tension?
Well, it's hard to imagine that U.S. armed forces alone will be the principal element to have these people draw back from all-out savage civil war. I think they can and will. We're always seeing some objective evidence that there's 14,000 Sunni boys went down and joined the Iraqi police out in Anbar province. There has been undoubtedly a cut of some 50% in the so-called sectarian torture murders that were up around 100 a day. So, you know, there's been some good arguments that the enhanced presence, we're up to 20 U.S. combat brigades in Iraq now, has given some level of enhanced security. But inside that bubble of security, allegedly, Mr. Maliki and his government would form a greater political consensus. That doesn't appear to have happened. So far, the jury's out, but I think there's tremendous levels of understandable anxiety in the part of the U.S. Armed Forces, who are, I might add, are losing now probably a battalion a month killed and wounded, U.S. Army and Marines and Special Operations Forces. It's a very costly exercise for these brave young troops.
General, you've argued on op-ed pages recently that the U.S. military needs one last chance to succeed in Iraq. You've said that by the beginning of next year that the U.S. will be forced to downsize its deployment because of strain, that the Army might actually begin to unravel if they don't do that. Do you think that there's still hope that the U.S. can win in Iraq?
Well, I can. I'm not sure I would designate it as a win. I do think it's possible that Ambassador Crocker and General Petraeus and 160,000 brave troops might give the Iraqis the opportunity to back away from all-out civil war. I sure hope that's the case. 29,000 killed and wounded and $300 billion, and there's a huge downside if we don't succeed.
General Barry McCaffrey is a retired four-star general. General, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.